Oh boy, the guy What Makes Fugcast has a whole lot of new t-shirts on his website. They're pretty nice, and in fact I'm wearing one right now. That's correct, and I look quite cool. Go to fugwatch.com and check them out.
Eye five, meast and three veggie sausages, lipstick ring on your finger-shaped appendage, and three whole cheers of four, he's, two, she's, and 19 ways to look surprised for your keys. Up to my waist in trousers, up to my neck in jumper, it's Fugcast. Taking traditional apart in nativity as Aswever, the Donkey King, keyboarding holiday in Alsp. No, I mean snow globing hollandaise in Alsp. It's a free meeting, hosted by and for the sound of your own voice. If you like my voice, maybe you buy into the idea that I'm saying something worthwhile away to rediscover your insecurities. Am I fat enough? Am I old enough? Am I old and fat enough to appear in Fat Old Man Show playing young thin man? Have you seen my double? What, chin? Cream? Lip? If I break into song, you burst into the bathroom and catch me pissing in the sink, which means that later on I burst into the flame song and everyone watching bursts into flames. Hello and welcome to Fugcast, the only podcast written and recorded on the toilet by a tired, dishevelled man. Other podcasts favour slick waffle, whilst this one features muffled nonsense. The nonsense is concise, though. Each word scrutinised and every sentence pruned. There's no fat here, apart from the rubbery ring around my lower torso. Come on, mate, you say. You're not fat. And it's true, I'm not as fat as you. It's all relative, isn't it? But I do need to lose a few grams, so I'm on the Edwards diet. A slice of Edwards cake for breakfast, two slices of Edwards cake for lunch, and a couple of King Edwards potatoes for afternoon tea, and five pieces of Edwards cake for dinner. As you can't see, it's not working, and I'm fatter than ever. Maybe I should try exercising, but honestly, I can't be fucked. I'd rather park my big, bare, unwashed backside on our white leather sofa and watch old episodes of Cashews in the Attic than go for a jog in park. I hate fresh air, trees, squirrels, and friendly man what says good morning. Working on some new material for my sit-down stand-up show. It's like stand-up, except it's seated, because I can't be fucked to stand up for 12 entire minutes. Anyway, I'd like to try some stuff out now. Is that okay? I haven't started yet. Right, here goes. Do you know what I hate? Time wasters. They're so annoying, right? Like, if we arrange to meet at 5 a.m, don't turn up at 5 past. You're wasting my time, mate. You're a time waster, or a bloody waste of space, more like. That's one bit, and then I've got this other thing about people who speak like this. Yeah, why does everyone speak like this these days? In the 90s, we were all like, hello, mate, can I borrow a £5 note, please, mate? But now it's, hey, pal, can you give me a fiver? Not sure about that bit. Might need some work. It doesn't really ring true, does it? Probably because it's not true. What do modern comedians talk about? Trivial annoyances, mostly, like running out of oat milk. Yeah, that's quite good, actually. So I go to the fridge, and we've run out of bloody oat milk. Oh, rummets, I whisper. And I've only gone and made myself a cup of TEA without checking if we had any OAT milk. Who drinks black tea? Not me, mate. Great. This is great stuff.
I'm an OAP, which stands for Obsessive About Puddings. Would you like to know my favorite puddings? Then I'll tell you. Golden Jelly Sphere, American Pudding, Belgian Infinity Cake, Pocklet Thomas, Lemon Puzzle, Stewart's Appleford and Winterson's, Gooey Moons, Cornish Water Bread, Sticky Richard, and of course, Purple. I go to all the best pudding houses. Stewart's, Gelatinson's, The Moose House, Bellatanis Sugar Prism, and The Ginger Bush. I eat out all the time with my good friend Head Michael Misson. He's an OAP too, but he doesn't like to share his pud. Please just a quarter of a teaspoonful lye wine. Your Pocklet Thomas looks so good. No. Get away, he says, but then goes bathroom, and I eat it all. I told you. I love puddings.
Come on, guys. You know what happens now, don't you? I say some things and you half listen, half daydream. And it's a good daydream, isn't it? Yes, the naked flying one. You're approaching Birmingham Palace.
Oh, I say, a naked... Ooh.
Bullseye, you release a penis-shaped turd. Target number one down. Now for the king. He's in the royal garden pruning his pubic bush. You have him in your sights and... Waffoom! You fire another projectile. This one is shaped like a Stambly house, but... Oh no, it misses, and His Royal Highness is shaking his enormous fist, which is attached to his enormous arm. 1,000 miles long it is, and wab off, he swats you like a fly. That didn't end well, did it? Better luck with your next daydream. Don't die in this one, or you'll die in real life. Ah, a good choice, the Swiss dream. A good choice, the Swiss dream. A good choice. The Swiss dream, 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 Swiss dream. Come to a fork in the road. The right-hand path leads up the mountain to the Jelly Castle, and the left-hand path leads down to the hot custard swamp. Which path will you choose? The right or the left? Jelly Castle or hot custard swamp? The Jelly Castle is quite far off. It would be quite a mission to get there. But the Jelly King is a generous host, and you are very fond of his daughter Jellifer. The custard swamp is much closer, and that custard is nice and hot. Although it is guarded by your ex, Fionnuala Ford, and you'd rather not see her, would you? Come on, you lazy cunt. Choose the right-hand path. Go and see the Jelly King. Yes, I know it's a trek, sure. But imagine the feast that awaits you. There'll be jellied hams, jellied eels, pork jelly, lime gel, jello squares, and toffee jelly pudding. After dinner, drunk on jelly shots and wine gel, you can retire to your bedroom and rest in a four-flavoured jerily. But yes, it's a steep path, and not without danger. Oh, fuck it, go to the custard swamp, it's easier.
So guys, hi, let's start with a few simple jokes. What kind of vehicle would a duck drive? That's correct, it would definitely be a quacktor. Very good, are you ready for another? What kind of flying vehicle would a very wealthy duck use? I know, just imagine. Crazy, right? Well, can you guess? That's correct, a quackopter.
When I was a boy, my brothers and I would play football in the kitchen with my father's keys. Tom was always the goaltender, Simon was the kicker, and I was the referee. I took my role very seriously, giving out yellow, red, grey and silver cards for the tiniest infractions, and thus ruining the game for my brothers. And to this day, this is the only thing that gives me pleasure. I am now referee man, for real, in proper football match, with real players that do kick a real set of keys around a dingy bedsit. But silver-haired man, and golden-haired lady, and bronze-haired dog, don't like to be told foul and given beige card or transparent card. No, they don't like me one bit, and do say, get out of our flat or we'll call the wallopers.
One day, I'd like to grease back my hair, you know. I'd like to shave off my beard, if I had a beard. Shave my body, grease myself up and slide downstairs. Just slide into the kitchen and make myself a plate of egg. Slippery egg.
Time waster, that's what people call me. And it's true, I am. It's something I enjoy to do. Waste my time trying to complete puzzle that is a combination of random pieces from several different puzzles, all of them completely white and unsolvable, containing random white pieces from several other different puzzles. Or wasting your time with this kind of unsatisfying nonsense. I also enjoy wasting my wife's time. Barling, have you seen my underwater sports magazine? You know, the one with the blue and purple cover and a picture of Botham Linklater. You think she'd guess that there is no such magazine, but I am a superb actor thanks to the 2-day acting course I took last winter. And she is supremely gullible thanks to the 7-week gullibility course she took last autumn.
So guys, let's try an icebreaker. I have 3 penises, but only 1 pair of bollocks. One of my 3 penis is long and thin and smells like ammonia. One is short, thick, and odorless. And the third is normal penis size and smells like a normal penis. Why am I telling you this? I just want to share some personal details with you guys. Maybe now you feel more comfortable?
Welcome to the homemade section of the Fugcast. It's a nearly new chance to revisit all the crap things you've made with your own 2 hands. It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, nothing is moving apart from a fat middle-aged middle manager man desperately trying to finish the various shitty presents that you've made for your family. 2 bits of wood nailed together for Taffy. But what is it? A crucifix? Yes, that's what it is. Right, 3 pieces of wood. Loose? How about cricket stumps? Genius. That'll do for McBride. And lastly, a flat bit of wood with a handle on it for the wife. It looks a lot like a cupboard door. Because that's exactly what it is. Hang on a minute, there's a cupboard in the kitchen with a door missing. Brilliant, just brilliant. Oh, wait a minute. Is it missing because you removed it in desperation? Because you couldn't think of what to get her? Yes, of course, but she doesn't need to know that. And hopefully no one will notice the missing banister posts. Oh, hello there. I'm just greasing my buns. No, I'm not talking about my bum cheeks. I'm making my famous greasy Welsh buns for Greasmas. They're quite nice. But what I'm really looking forward to this year is sinking my teeth into one of my mother-in-law's greasy Cornish buns. And to be absolutely clear, I do mean a buttock. Greasmas is coming, and I can't wait. I've been greasing my Michael figures, greasing my buns, helping my mother-in-law by greasing her buns, and greasing the Greasmas hat statue. Season's greasings, I bellow as I scoop a handful of goose fat and grease my neighbour's hands, after a greasy dinner of greasy chips and battered liver floating in a pool of grease will flop down in front of a film. Hopefully grease is on. It normally is in our house. I'm a Travolta guy. Yes, he's my hero, and I simply love his movies. I'm constantly quoting lines, much to the embarrassment of my wife and grown-up children. Sandy, I say when I see my neighbour, Sandy Waterhouse, in garden. Oh, hi, Steve. What have you been up to?
Oh, ho, 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 you know, rocking and rolling, oh, ho, ho. To be honest, it's only Grease that I quote. I haven't seen any other Travolta films, or any other films for that matter. Well, apart from that Tom Hanks one, where he's stuck in airport.
This episode seems a bit looser than usual, just like my last CGI bowel movement. Jeez, only kidding, guys. My logs is solid.
A stone lands 3 feet away. Oi, I bellow. Don't throw stones, mate. I feel powerful, furious and powerful. And compared to this 7-year-old boy, I am. I could have him easily. No problem, and he knows it. Sorry, it wasn't me, though. It was him. And he points to a big chap with a thick neck. A grown man. He looks pretty hard. I don't think I could take him. Not with my weak arms. So I make a slow, subtle exit, walking backwards and whistling nervonchalantly. Later, I tell my wife about what happened, omitting the bit about the tough guy. She's impressed. She's impressed with me for intimidating the boy. She's impressed with me for intimidating the 7-year-old boy, and we make passionate love for around 5 minutes.
And he's got this big fucking sandwich like this. Whoa! But wait, there's like fucking lettuce, tomato, pickles, Kaiser, and I'm like, what the fucking, he's all woo, mama mia or some shit. So wait, I take some Swiss Kaiser and some Chicago mustard or whatever the fucking I'm like. Hey, wise guy, what the fuck? And he's like, what? And I'm like, coochie coo, and I start tickling this guy with a fucking lettuce leaf. And he's all like, tee hee, you know. But anyway, this is just exposition, you know, to introduce me as a character. A kind of jokey tough guy what makes sandwich.
Now then, I have a mountain of letters on my kitchen table, and whilst most of them are from angry utility companies and angry bank, some are from Fugcast listeners. I can't read them all out on air. There are just too many. In brackets, there aren't any. So I will just read 3 lettuce. Iceberg? I don't know any other lettuce. Sorry, a bit of washed up dad humour there. The first letter is from Batabratabra in Memptembra. And it goes like this. Hi, Steve. I know lots of lettuce. As well as iceberg, there is Cos, Romaine, and Oakleaf. Shrunken Osiris, Dwarf Mead, and Yellow Leicestershire. Spiky Matthew, and of course, Athramans. Thanks, Athraman, but I'm not sure that last one is real. Melimilem in Eblinenilb writes, Dear Athraman, what is Athraman? Thanks, Athraman. I believe it's a made-up variety of let us see what's next, shall we? And lastly, Delithymiel in High Prudence writes, Where's this going, mate? I, for one, would like some sort of punchline or story arc. Just for once. Go on, mate. Thanks, mate, but I'm afraid, as usual, this is just something I churned out on the toilet before going to bed. And you're lucky if it's remotely coherent.
Bog brushes, eh? Disgusting. Am I right here or what? Covered in shite, aren't they? Yuck. Not nice. Well, how about anuses, eh, guys? They bloody stink, right? They smell like someone took a shite in them. What do you think, guys? Or how about feces? Don't get me started. Horrible, isn't it? Smells like shite. Looks like crap. Yuck. I don't want to see it. No, sir. No, thanks. Even if it's my own. No way, bro. What about other people's shite? Even worse. It bloody stinks, right? Unless it doesn't, of course. I used to work with this guy that did odourless poos. Real creepy it was. You couldn't tell that he'd done one. And maybe he hadn't. Or what about penises? Yuck. I hate them. They do look like a worm that's eaten too much earth. Am I right? And they bloody stink. Like cat food. Disgusting.
My spirit guide, Jeff Winterson, came to see me yesterday with some wonderful news. He says that the super-fast golden car and massive spherical diamond house I've been praying for are on their way, and will be mine any day now. However, beach babe wife and regenerating Twix will take a bit longer.
I believe that the guy what actually writes Fugcast writes it on toilet, which is a coincidence because I listen to it on toilet. My neighbor's toilet, actually.
My heart, also known as the Stevenson organ, pumps coconut water around my body at a constant rate of 73 over C for 23 hours at a time, with 1 hour off for a coconut water replacement. My second body is filled with hot tar, and my third contains a mixture of balsamic vinegar, mustard, and olive oil. Now, as you have probably guessed, all three bodies run off a single Stevenson organ or heart, which is the cheapest option available right now. I'm pleased to announce that we have a new fridge. Now, this is absolutely true. It's bright white in colour and is roughly the same size and shape as our old fridge, which is unfortunately kaput, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Yeah, we had a guy come round and look at it, our old fridge, not the new one, which is working really well, thanks for asking. Yeah, this guy, well, two guys, I know, lucky us, came to look at it because it had stopped working. One of the guys said it was probably the compressor, and I nodded along sagely. Well, I had Googled it, you see. And I knew that this was a likely scenario. I mean, it's normally the fan, and if that's the case, it's quite inexpensive. It's normally the fan, and if that's the case, it's quite inexpensive to replace. But if the compressor needs replacing, as it did in our case with our old fridge, then it's a bit pricey. So we bit the bullet and bought a new one, and we haven't looked back. Now this bit may not be to everyone's taste, but if you're a fan of young, modern, professional comedians, then I imagine you are rolling around on the floor clutching your sides. Ugh, creepy. That's really weird. No, I don't like that at all. Weird. Yuck. Not a nice thought. I'm very critical of my thoughts, and that one gets 3 out of 10. Oh, okay. Yes, this is better. A lot better. Yes, very nice. That was a good one. 5 out of 10. Okay, that's enough thinking. On with the show.
I heard that the guy what actually writes Fugcast has 14 penises, but they're all stuck together so it looks like a normal penis.
Last autumn, I broke into the Winterfords' Stambley house.
Oh, you fucker.
Sorry, that's just my neighbour drilling holes in the wall. I think he wants to see what I'm up to. Anyway. Last autumn, I broke into the Winterfords' Stambley house and took a DUMP on the altar. I was arrested shortly afterwards and served 2 weeks in the village prison, which is situated in the Winterfords' back garden, next to their Stambley house. Joel Winterfords is the local police man, and his wife is magistrate, so it was possibly short-sighted of me to choose their Stambley house to take a CRAP in. But then I was desperate, and yes, I understand, it is the place they choose to worship, but this was not a hate crime. I was just caught short. And, well, yes, I could have squatted on their lawn and wiped my arse with the leaves from their cherry tree, but it was cold. But it was cold, and although the pages from the encyclopedia weren't ideal, it was there. But how did I get caught, I hear you cry. Well, they recognised my jobby. Full as it was of sweet corn, sunflower seeds and pieces of Lego, it was identical to the jobby I left on their breakfast bar last autumn, which I've already apologised for profusely. I'm eating a crunchy orange donut, which is quite nice, and it should be for £7.50. However, I would suggest that you spend your £7.50 on something more worthwhile, like me and my podcast. Simply head to fugwatch.com and donate using the tiny yellow button. I will use the money to pay rent, buy strong deodorant and new yellow hat, and I will think of you and mouth, "Thank you very much." Yom. Have Spolchbrühler? The Sathen? Yom. Ask. No! Sospon Veluve. Her Thepard Spulch on Veluve. Oh. Ask. No. That's Fassior Swode Thlobe. Erst Omswar's Crowley Gromba. Oh. Taff. Spulch Thalon Swode Ath Slodgen. Oh. Obj Omswars Wissesk Kreesk. At this time of year, I slick back my hair with goose fat, giving me the appearance of a cool guy. Combined with grey leather jacket and golf trousers, the effect is quite devastating, and I am often chatted up on the school run by school moms.
Subcast.
Hey, bud. You're sure stone backwards. Yes, I know, but thanks for reminding me. I meant to put it on the right way. I meant to put it on the right way round again, but I forgot. Did you notice that your shirt is also on backwards? No snot. It's supposed to look like this. Oh, right. Cool. Question. Why was Ringo Starr the best drummer in The Beatles? Answer. Because he was. Paul McCartney also played drums, most memorably on a Hard Day's Night album cover, and is good at drums, but Ringo is better because Macca's right hand is faster than his left hand, which do flap around behind the beat, and he also cannot hold a stick in his left hand, which is much smaller than his right by a factor of 10 to 2 squared. Ringo's stance is lower, rounder, and he plays open hi-hat with a closed mid-tom and flexible bass drum, which overall is better than PMAC, who do play closed French style with two breadsticks and a tub of Waitrose hummus. Question: who is Richard Waterson? Answer: Richard Waterson is the inventor of the electronic bad word generator, which, as you know, work to generate bad words when press orange button, like breast, penis, fanny hole, anus hole, and feces. He also invented the good word generator, which make words like hello, which make words like hello, great, thanks, and fab. Question: what is outside universe? Answer: outside universe is white space, nothing else, just infinite whiteness. Well, it seems infinite, but is not, because beyond that is yellow space, then mauve, then cream, then peach. Peach space is the last level layer, and there is nothing beyond it, so don't ask me. Question: if a bat flies in my garden, can I and should I destroy it with cricket bat or peaseball bat? Answer: yes, you can and should, as bats are dangerous animals with sharp poison fangs and will drink your blood or can be vampire man 1,000 years old. Don't use bat to kill bat, though. Use pea shooter and poison peas. Just remember to blow, not suck, otherwise you will destroy yourself. Question: what can you do if attractive female co-worker is going through your desk and personal mobile phone, then acting like nothing happened? Answer: there are two options available, which are 1. Mousetrap, 2. Poison, which is the preferred option. It's a common problem that fat, balding, middle-aged, middle managers have to deal with, that is, attractive females snooping about and spying on their things. Question: how do I get rid of disembodied ghoul head that floats about kitchen? Answer: locate portal to spirit realm and close it using brute force. If the problem persists, keep looking. You may have more than one ghoul hole. Oh, hang on. First, you need to push ghoul head back through portal. And you say how? My hands go through him and he laugh at me in a real sinister way. But listen, use your etheric gloves. That's what they're for, after all. Put them on and shove that ghastly ghoul head in that spirit hole. Then force it shut with your bare hands. Wait. Take your gloves off first. The hole isn't immaterial. It's very tangibly physical. Some people think my material is too lavatorial. And well, if it is, it's no surprise. Not only do I find poo, and indeed bum, funny, but I also write this on the bog, or for my American listener, on the shitter, the turd catcher. You know, the thing you sit on and release compressed balls of fecal matter. At this precise moment, I am in fact producing one of these. It's a difficult one. No, I'm not having difficulty releasing it. No. It's not like my second album. Well, it is, a bit. No, it's difficult, because it's hard to describe. Sort of yellowy-grey in colour, with blacky-green stripes, and shaped like a child's drawing of a Stambly house.
Hey, so apparently, Jupiter is a giant gas ball 10 million centimeters wide, with bowler hat. What do say, yo-ho-ho? And greet us each morning. Bullocks. Everyone know that Jupiter is a V-strong deodorant I use on my dog, Nick.
If Cliff has 10 donuts, Pavel has 17 donuts, Ibro Lennox has 3.5 donuts, and Cliff gives 2 of his donuts to Pavel, and Pavel eats 4 of his donuts, and Ibro Lennox hides his donuts in his voluminous donkey jacket, and Cliff clicks his bony fingers and Pavel's bowler hat levitates, revealing 3 more donuts, stacked on Pavel's bowler head, and Pavel snaps his bony fingers and Cliff's trousers fall down, revealing 4 more donuts, stuck to Cliff's legs with gaffer tape.
Oh, what? Oh my word, this material is crazy. I mean, I love it, but what the hell?
If Martin Pine Martin has 17 million toffee apples, Partim Wine Partim has 11 trillion slices of chocolate cake, and Nigel Water Horse Parsley has 15 sugar particles orbiting his massive bowler head, and Martin Pine Martin pops round to borrow one of Nigel Water Horse Parsley's sugar particles, but he's not in, and Partin Wine Partin pops round to borrow 3 million toffee apples from Martin Pine Martin, but he's round at Nigel Water Horse Parsley's knocking on the door, which is coated in sandpaper, and Martin Pine Martin's knuckles are bleeding. In case you're wondering, this is my real voice. There are other voices I adopt, sometimes, like when Builderman or Gasman or Fridge Repairman talk to me. I tend to opt for more of a West Country voice like this. Yeah, right, mate. Yeah, I know, mate. Yeah, cup of tea, mate? 10 sugars and a tiny biscuit on the side, mate? Ah, ha, ha, ha. When I hang out with my young posh mates, I'm more like this.
Oh, right, yeah. Nice hairy hat, Crispin. Or is it a wig that looks like a hat, mate?
And when I'm at bingo with Ethel and Sheila, I sound more like this.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? My grunions are killing me. Can I have another discontinued biscuit, Ethel? Thanks, love.
What can I say? I'm a chameleon. But I assure you, this is my real voice. Or is it merely the one I use for making silly podcast?
Hi, I'm Avery Wayne, and this is Films. Man on Bus 3D is the latest installment in the Man on Bus series, and is just as good as Man on Bus 2D. Man on Bus 1D was frankly unwatchable, because come on guys, you gotta have at least two dimensions, am I right here or what? Luckily, I still have the 3D glasses my wife made and then sold me when Toxic Jobby 3D came to the cinema hut at the end of her garden. And my mind was well and truly blown as the character of Man on Bus looked totally different in a cool 3D way. Nothing much happens in this film, but wow, you gotta love that 3D special effect, boy. Potato Peeler 44 Billion Plus is the latest film in the critically acclaimed Potato Peeler franchise. Once again starring Karen Pencap 3 as Detective Crisp, what is to solve a grisly murder. There's a running gag in this film that reminds me of a running gag I know. Here goes. I hope you like it. Fingers crossed. I'm running for mayor. Yes, running to the shop for mayor oat milk. Ah, the old gags are the best, eh, guys? Oh, hang on. I don't get it. The latest film starring old cop star Steven is called the name O.A.P. Detective 99 Trillion Q, and is directed by a woman who's called the name Basil. Once again, for the 99th trillionth time, a very old detective tries to solve the crime of murder, but can he catch the baddie before his faculties desert him completely? Spoiler alert! No! Come on guys, you've seen the other films, he never catches the bad guys, he's just too old! Okay, that's enough from me, I'm meeting my brothers in the garden so we can watch a screening of Potato Cop 3D. My wife says it's really good, but then she would, wouldn't she? She's making a bloody fortune!
Okay, right then, guys. Thanks for listening. And is all we have time for today. I know I said that Fugcast was heading in a... I know I said that Fugcast was heading in a slicker, more mainstream direction. Oh, fucking hell, will you shut it? Jesus. What's the fucking point? Okay, right then, guys. Thanks for listening, and is all we have time for today. I know I said that Fugcast was heading in a slicker, more mainstream direction, and whilst that is still my goal, it seems that for now, things are getting looser, more jazzy. Which is cool, isn't it? You like jazz, right? Like the Hunter... Fucking hell. Oh, let's carry on anyway. You like jazz, right? The Hunter Peterson Sextet? Cooper? St. Martinson? Right, cool, me too. Do take care, and as always...